We've all taken a 5-minute recess, like we're back in class. And we're back to discuss more issues faced by the scriptwriter creators of our community. One thing that was raised a number of times in the feedback received, and each of our creators is keen to comment on, or we can discuss, is the concept of borrowing ideas and how do we feel about, or how do scriptwriters feel about people writing scripts with similar premises? So I guess we can go from the range of, having a similar premise right through to, outright potential plagiarism and or content theft is, that could potentially lead to. So it's something I'm very new to. I was unaware that this is, is an issue within the community. Have any of you experienced that?
I'll go first. Yes.
Right.
And it wasn't, so it was a not safe for work script, and it wasn't a case of like your typical cliche scenario. It was very specific plot points and character relationships to each other. Okay. And so I found it through a script fill and the other writer. The other writer made a series out of it. And voice the whole thing. But it was... I kind of had to take a step back, and I messaged the person, and not really any acknowledgement. So I just kind of left it. I'm still salty about it. But if that other writer has contributed to the Gone Wild community and is encouraging other creators to do their thing, I am telling myself that I'm okay with that. Sure.
I'll tell you now, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that. And nobody should be. Yeah.
Sorry. In their post?
Yeah. Or no, in your
message?
Your message, yeah. Did they respond?
They did, and just credit it to an idea they may have heard from a podcast, from being very vague. What got me, though, was that particular story had been on my mind for like a decade because it came from one of my fan fictions way back when. And I can source it, like I can trace it back for you if you want. But that's my personal experience and the only instance where something like that has happened.
So you try and do the right thing and approach that other creator who's obviously then gone on to, create a series out of it, and that series has been filled, and I can't imagine.
This was also like 2 years ago, so.
Yeah, sure. Still.
Yeah.
It still lingers. Gosh, I'd be salty about it I'd be quite upset about it. It's but then you think, well, what is your recourse? Then, aside from saying, "Hey, that's my idea. I did that."
Yeah, I'm very non-confrontational. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I messaged some mods. I forget. I think it was on more than one subreddit, and they agreed that the very similar characters and relationships and setting. But it kind of came down to what did I want to happen?
Right.
And at that point, when I was talking to people about it, I didn't know. I was just upset. So,
I'm really sorry that's happened.
Sophie. No, it's okay. Yeah.
It's a shame that it's happened. Like I said, I was quite naive about this side of, or the this part of the community, that theft could happen in this way. Joker or Chris, have you had any experience with sort of similar content being created that may be linked to yours in some way.
Okay. Again, I think I've been quite lucky, but in a different sort of way where I did a safe word script and someone messaged me asking if they could take the character, which is surprising because they really liked it. And I was like, I appreciate you messaging me for this. Go ahead, do it. And I don't remember if I saw the final result or it happened or not.
Yeah.
But I think that could be something viable to do if someone does enjoy your work. Instead of doing something and posting it, sort of stealing, you could ask and see, hey, I want to do this. Could I get your point of view on this and something? You know, a lot of issues could be solved just by talking. Because if you're just borrowing, in quotes, ideas, it's not worth it. Because even if your script does take off, your stolen script, then it's not your idea. You know, it's false victory in a sort of way.
Yeah, I agree. So somebody wanted to sort of utilize a character that you created, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And yeah, great. They contacted you. They asked permission. They all, you know, whether it's permission, consent, or let you know that, you know, this, that worked for them and they wanted to create something with it. Yeah, just like you said, have a chat, communicate, and email, and message, jump in.
And I'm like an exception. I said yes. A lot of writers, I feel, are naturally, myself included, protective of their characters and stories. So if you want to say no, you're allowed to say no. It's your character.
And then, I guess, if that's adhered to, or if that's acknowledged, or if that's, you know, if that person then respects that, is a whole other thing, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, you said no. Interesting. How about you, Chris? Have you experienced anything like this?
I have not had any of my, you know, words stolen.
But we're aware of, yeah.
Yeah, but in the way that Sophie's describing, I've not seen that. I have seen something that I do find interesting, which is, let me put it from the point of view of other writers and myself. I'll see scripts come across, or also I'll see audios come across on the GWA feed and think, boy, that's a great idea. And my mind starts cranking, thinking, you know, what could I do with that idea?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I have to sort of stop myself and say, no, I can't write something right after I've seen it posted. And I have seen that happen with my scripts, where I will post something with a topic, and a day or two later, there's another script with, you know, the same topic.
Yeah.
And I don't know that person was, I've never contacted them, talked to them about it, never felt that it rose to the level of anything like, you know, plagiarism or anything like that. But it just was sort of the idea of, as we know, there are a fairly limited number of possible scenarios in the not safe for work area that we work in. And they're bound to come around, you know, it's sort of like a story wheel that you spin and they come up. But I think it is important for us to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, if a writer has just written something, if the writer just spun the story wheel and it came up with, you know, plot Z, maybe you want to hold off on plot Z for a couple weeks, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's something very similar in the VA aspect in that, you know, if you fill a script, first thing you do before you post it is check it out and see if somebody else has already posted it. And it's happened. It's happened plenty of times. I see it constantly and it pisses me off no end because it's one of the rules. It's one of the rules on GWA. Just like check for duplicates is a thing. Do it. Please respect and have the decency and respect to give that audio its breathing space. Let them have their moment. There's plenty of time, you know.
Let me just add, Wicked, that we want you to post the fill eventually. Don't just think, oh, I got posted. No, someone else posted it. No, I'm not going to fill that script. No. You should fill it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wait the appropriate amount of time.
On that note, if you see a script has already been filled, don't let that stop you.
That, yeah, is very much an underlying thing that I've experienced in talking with so many scriptwriters in the Gimmies, is just like, please don't be put off. Please don't. Mm-hmm. Just give it your flavor. You know, everyone's got their own thing. Everyone's, you know, there's enough chocolates, there's enough flavors in the chocolate box. Do your thing, because nobody sounds like you. Even just this week, 2 days ago, I saw a script posted, or an audio posted of a script that I had saved from maybe 3 days ago. And I was like, oh my God, I got to do it. And then I saw it posted and I went, oh. And this is, you know, I've done over 300 audios in the last year. I've done a lot, but even me at my point, I'm still a little, okay. And this morning I've kind of woken up and like, I'm still going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'll post it in a couple of weeks. It's all good. You know, there is, I don't know if you've, so moving on from similar premises and, you know, mm-hmm. that idea, I forget where I was going with this. Giving each other space within the community and not being deterred by, like you said, you know, spin that story wheel, maybe spin it again, and you never know what's sort of going to come up. Something that I don't know if script writers are aware, when new script offers are posted, there is such an intense. And I know I'm not alone in this. And if you're a VA and you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. There is this intense rush and panic and anxiety that happens. It's like, oh, I got to be the first to fill it. I don't know if script writers are generally aware of that, but they're, you know, there is, it's a thing. It's just like, oh, we want to be the first, you know, whether if it's a collab or, you know, independently. And I think that was kind of my response to it. We want to be the first to introduce your words to the community, I think is kind of how it is. How do you feel about, and this is me bringing a question to the table. And I don't see it as often anymore, but when a script author is posted and within an hour, in a very short amount of time, the audio or the fill of that is posted. How do you?
I'll answer, Wicked.
Yeah.
We recently had a discussion on Script Guild about what were how to help scripts be successful. And one of the questions I asked was what constitutes a successful script.
Yes.
And one of the criteria that I laid out was time to first fill. Uh-huh. The amount of time that it takes to get your first fill of the script. Obviously the quicker the time, the better. Although I'm not sure I would say an hour is a good amount of time. And the reason I say that is because one of the things that I think helps both the writer and the VA is if the writer puts up a script offer and it's receives some feedback, some popularity, you know, gets a fair number of upvotes, gets a fair number of comments, and then a script fill comes maybe, you know, within 24 hours of that, so that the people who saw the script offer and liked it are now seeing the fill. I think that's a really good way for both the writer and the VA to get some attention, sort of a steamroll off each other. That's not quite the right word.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean. Yeah, we can kind of benefit from each other by having that happen. So that's one way. It's not the only way or even the most important way to judge success of a script, but it is it's one criteria that one could consider.
Well, I guess that begs the question, what is, like you said, what does constitute success of a script? You know, is it that time to first fill? I'm sure there's probably a lot of things that go into that. I guess where I'm coming from is, as a VA, for me, it's most often, it's and like if they're within, I don't know, say a very, like an even shorter time frame where there is actually no way possible that without prior, you know, submission of it or exposure to it, that there's no way it could have been recorded within that period of time, to the point where something this week was, you know, clearly had been given privately to had been shared privately before the offer was posted. And, you know, within, I don't even know, very short time frame, not feasible enough for it to have been, you know, seen, recorded, posted. they'd obviously had private access to it. That, in a way, as a VA, deters me from wanting to fill that, because I feel as though there's already an existing relationship between the writer and the VA or group of VAs, if it's a collab, that I think, well, perhaps they only want that person or that group. Am I making sense? I don't know if I'm making sense.
Right.
They only want like that person to record it.
Feels, exclusive almost.
Yes. Sophie. Yeah.
This is very interesting with it. I'm sorry, Sophie, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I do sometimes write scripts for VA, you know, with a particular VA in mind, and they may well, as you mentioned, record it before I've made the script offer.
Yeah.
And it has not occurred to me before that that's like not a good idea. In fact, I have a script offer right now sitting in my draft state waiting, because I know the VA is working on a fill, and I want to put an offer up before the VA puts the fill up. But you do not think this is a good thing.
I don't know. I think like the collab that I posted yesterday was essentially it wasn't a private script, but it just hadn't been offered yet. So it went up, but I was able to say in the post, this is a private script, and you know, it did quite well. It was received quite well. There was great feedback on it. And I'm not talking about upvotes, because like, brace yourselves, fuck upvotes. I just, you know, for me, I was really proud of the work. It, like I said, it was a collab, and I was proud of what we'd created. You know, it was beautiful. In my opinion, and you know, I don't listen to myself, but I was just super proud of it, and I was to be able to say, you know, it was a private script. So maybe in a week's time, that script writer will get, you know, we'll post it publicly, and other people can have a crack at it. And you know, I don't know. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I wonder if there's a different approach that may not be a I don't want to say deterrent, that's I don't know, may not be, because when I see that happen, I just assume that they only want to hear that person do it or that group do it, and so be it, keep it private, that's fine, or post your offer a couple of weeks later or however long later. I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just very obvious when it happens that, you know, clearly. And I've done it. I have done it. I've liaised with a script writer. They've written something with me in mind, and great collaboration. And I've posted it, and you know, and we have kind of timed the posts of the script offer and the audio, the fill of it. I don't know if there's a right or wrong way about it, but coming from a VA standpoint, there is. I have a feeling about it, and that just again just my opinion. So, yeah, I just was wondering if scriptwriters were aware.
I think being a voice and a scriptwriter, yeah. I can't answer that question necessarily. Yeah. But yeah. I think that does fall under the feeling of, oh, it's already been filled, so I won't touch it. Sort of thought.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And that is a real shame. And actually, this week, I've been on a roll this week. Jesus, audio whore this week. I got to a point where I recorded an entire collection within a few hours because I loved it so much. But it had already been filled by a group, and clearly they, you know, had some preview of it. And I'm like, fantastic, that's great. And normally I would have just gone, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do it. But I thought, you know, fuck it. I'm going to do it because I want to do it. I need to speak the words, you know, I need to speak the words. And so be it. And that's okay, I guess. So I'm just kind of rethinking my own position on that and not letting it deter me as a VA. But yeah, I was interested to know what your thoughts on it. Joker, have you liaised with, VAs prior to or offered VAs your scripts prior to posting them?
So I don't know if it's the actual term, but I used to do these things called first dibs, where I would show you the script and you would record and tell me, okay, this Friday, we're going to post it at this time. Mm-hmm. And both the audio and the script would go on.
Yeah.
From a writer point of view, since, you know, Wicked is a VA and then Sophie's a VA/writer and then I'm just a writer, you know, I saw it as like, oh, I'm going to get a guaranteed feel and the others are bonus. But now I see it as you do, where I do envision a particular VA to fill it and then the others are sort of like extra.
Yeah.
I think there's more power to do a private script where Wicked is a specific character and she says her name in the script, you know? That to me is more...
A bit more customized.
I think that's more powerful in a way. There is no right or wrong. It's
no, there really
is. Usually what you want to do, really.
Yeah. Yeah. This sort of panic that, and I'm going to call it panic, that does sort of set in, I think is, I don't know if the listening community is sort of aware of that. You know, we want to be the first, or I want to be the first sort of thing. And again, I know that is not, that's me. That's up in my mind. Okay. That's just, but I know for a fact I'm not alone in that, in sort of, you know, liaising with other VAs. Moving on, from there, actually, before I sort of move on, is there anything that any of you would like to raise, or in your own experience as script writers? Don't come at me at once. Not all of you.
I think the silence is really good.
I think the silence is good. I'm not going to lie. I was, for those of you who are listening, I was a little overwhelmed's not right, but... a lot of topics were raised, a lot of issues were raised, but I think the overriding sense is that for me, there is an imbalance. I now can take with me, from chatting with you all, ways to address that. I guess with that, I mean, ultimately, well, this is one thing I always ask people in the gimme. What is your motivation? What are you doing it to express your? Are you writing to express yourself? Are you writing, or is it a creative outlet? Is it a sexual outlet? If it's not safe for work, is it again, like referring back to what Chris said? How are you measuring your success? What is your motivation? Is it to get feels? Is that like the ultimate for? And if you don't get a fill, what is that like? You know, I often ask script writers, how did it feel when you first got a fill? You know, and it's like, oh, I can't imagine, primarily being a VA.
I'll go first for not how you feel when not getting fills. I have a good example where I had a script where I really put my own emotions into it, really...
Yeah.
Deep and sort of dark. And I felt, well, it was safe work. And I thought it was really good. And I was like, I hope I get a feel of this. And it didn't get a feel of it for like a long time. And then I wrote a 500 word throwaway script and it got a few feels. And it's surprising where you don't really know what's going to get filled. So you're sort of like always on the edge of, is this going to work or not, you know?
Yeah, which I guess comes back to your motivation for doing this in the space. Mm-hmm. Are you doing it to express and create, or are you doing it for that, I guess, validation? Are you doing it for the feedback? Some people are doing it for the attention, which, a very good friend has sort of explained to me there's a real difference between attention and validation.
Some are not even doing it for nothing. They're just, when they hit submit or post, that's all they need.
Yes.
Which is admirable.
You know, the journey, not the destination, right? Same said friend, really, once submit is pressed, that's it. They don't care because they've got what they needed out of the process, out of the creation of it.
Some people on the guild advise after you click submit, go away from Reddit for at least 24 hours. One thing that I think is an interesting aspect mm-hmm. of being a script writer that ties back into the question of you know, the collaboration and getting proper credit and stuff. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us come from a writing background, from being writers outside of script writing. And as a writer, you know, you're kind of the star. I mean, you might not, you know, I might only have five people who read my story, but they know that I wrote it and my name is on it. And I'm like I'm the center of attention about that story or they know my persona is on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's very odd that as a script writer, you're sort of this kind of almost like an anonymous person.
Yeah.
Who's not. So if your motivation is to kind of be a star as a writer,
yeah,
don't get into script writing.
You're in the wrong space, my friend. We are in the wrong space.
Right.
We are space. Yeah.
And we are, yeah, right, exactly. And we are background. We can still have followers and fans, but we are background to the VA. And I've often wondered, you know, as a writer, what it's like to be, you know, work on, I don't know, police procedurals for TV or something. You must feel that way really a lot when you're a writer on that you are putting in a lot of effort. And then, you know, these stars come along and, you know, say your words and get all the accolades, you know.
It's the Oscars. Words. It's the whole situation. You're not all Tom Cruise or, dare I say, Will Smith, not that it's him anymore, getting up on stage. You know, it's not that. And unless you're the director, and even then it's really not really them. It's given to the performers. And it's a shame, although there are some, I'm going to call them high profile writers who's, you know, is when they post, they do get the comments, and perhaps they're more established and, you know, longevity in the space and all of that. I know there are a couple that I get quite excited about when they post new content or, you know, post new script offers. But, and I don't want to say you're auxiliary members or because, you know, we're trying to get to – it's a collaboration. It really is a collaboration with you all.
And it's more of my point was just that, you know, you asked what our motivations were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
It's interesting to me that to a certain extent, my motivations as a script writer are different than my motivations as a fiction writer.
Right, yeah, true. You're in a very different, it's, I guess, as the writer, as solely a writer, you are it, right? But as a script writer, it is a collaboration. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
And I find that very exciting, by the way. It's an exciting and new, I'm about 9 months into this, and it's kind of an exciting and new experience to have my words be part of a collaboration rather than be just something I put out there all on my own.
Yeah. You mentioned that, you know, on Script Guild that sort of just like, you know, post it and walk away. I did that very same thing when I first posted an audio. I deleted Reddit off my phone. I was just like, oh, I'm terrified. But that was for different reasons, because I was terrified. I was like, you don't even go here. But I can understand, and it's something that I constantly have to check in with myself. Once I post an audio, it's out of my hands. It's done. And like you say, Joker, if you've, you know, I hear this all the time. It's more often the ones that you have invested perhaps something personal, or you've invested a lot of time, energy and emotion into. I don't know. They just kind of like, you know, but then something that's just a throwaway, for some reason, takes off. Because this space,
something clicks,
fickle, I think, in a way. And it, you know, again, comes back to bullshit upvotes, and, you know, the algorithm. And please, people, can I just say, please sort by new. Just do it, sort by new. There are so many treasures to be found. If you sort by new, please do that. But yeah, I fast tracked an edit of a collab last week. It got modded like 3 times because I'd messed up with, oh gosh, the formatting of the links and all this stuff. And I was like, this is not supposed to go out today. I was so excited to get it out there. And it had like a meh response. You know, I just thought, it's probably the collab I'm most proud of because I edited it and I made it as immersive. And I thought it was brilliant myself. You know,
I thought it was brilliant too.
Oh, thank you. I hope you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to like blow smoke up my backside, but anyway, it's often the way, right? The ones you invest the time and the energy into, I guess they speak to us and we get excited about it and it's us, you know, there's much more personal input into it. So perhaps the expectations are higher. I don't know.
If I could like encourage people who, because I do have, I'm not sure about Sophie and Chris, but I do have, if I could take my own examples, my own scripts as an example, I do have scripts where it's very, very personal and some do get attention, some don't. And I think those that don't, it's okay because someone will stumble on them and it'll connect super specifically for them.
Yeah.
So I think you should take comfort in that your words resonate with at least one person, you know?
Yeah, and that's it. That's when I need to readdress. I do this whole sort of remind, review, and then reset. It's like if I get upset about it, it's free audio porn, people. Mm-hmm. You know? Fat. Yeah. It's what it is. It's free audio porn. So I don't know. Yeah. We are, and I use this term loosely for myself, we're artists. We create things. We are emotional beings. We are investing out. You know, there's always going to be a little bit of us in what we create and express. So I think it's okay to, you know, every now and then go, oh, not. But like you said, Joker, maybe at some point in the future somebody will listen to it or read it and go, oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do is to troll archives of scriptwriters. Oh, my God. And see what treasures I can find. And I found some amazing. I have close to about 55 scripts saved at the moment. And I'm just like, I will get there. I'm determined. But
is that number going down or going up?
See, this is the thing. When new script offers come out, I'm just like, it's shiny. It's new. I'm gonna record it now. You know, so there have been a couple of times where I have literally run to the Wicked Wardrobe. I've been in bed and was just sort of scrolling on my phone. Just going, I need to say the words, you know, because they just resonate with me. I'm not alone in that as well. But then I kind of think it got offered an hour ago. Everyone's going to think I already had a copy of it. Like, no, I just really needed to record, because I don't edit.
Well, in that case, you can just send the writer a message like, hey, it's on my list.
that's the other thing.
That is another thing.
And I think we might wrap this up after this because we're on a bit of a time crunch. Tagging VAs, it's a bugbear of mine. I understand some people do it, but also I'm open to people sending me scripts. Do you, as script writers, you know, if you have had a particular VA in mind, do you practice that? Do you send your scripts to VAs in hope of them being filled?
I don't. No. Yeah. I just kind of leave it to the general public.
Yeah. How about you, Chris? I know you create for a particular VA or with a particular VA in mind for some of your work. Have you sent, you know, scripts to other VAs you've had in mind?
Never like cold. This would only be people who I have an established relationship with, and they've asked. Usually it's the case that they've asked me for something or suggested something, or. I do work sometimes with VAs and write things specifically for them.
Brilliant. There we go. It's called collaboration, people. You heard it. How about you, Joker? I think you've already mentioned. Yes, you do. You have. Send your scripts, am I right?
Well,
yeah.
somewhat similar to Chris, where if I do have a friendship with like a VA, I will do something private with them. But if it's someone I never met or I'm just a fan of, I think I did it once when I started out, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, ask, I guess, but like you said, having an established relationship does make that that conversation a little easier. I think I have a number of connections with writers, and and I'm lucky to be privy to previews of some scripts, some in series that I've filled, and I feel really fortunate to be able to, you know, first of all, I beta read them or I edit them for them or check over content, and I don't know, just scratches my teacher itch a bit. I enjoy that relationship that can be fostered between a scriptwriter and myself. I enjoy it. Well, people, we're just about out of time. I think there's more to unpack here. Unpack. And that term. I'm not going to say it again, but I think there's plenty more to be addressed with regards to different sectors of our community. It is something that I'm looking at having another panel discussion with. So thank you for being here and thank you for contributing. I've learned something. I hope people listening have learned something. If you have any feedback, there's an anonymous Google form. If I get any feedback, any of you, I will let you all know. But this has been really informative for me, and I'm glad we have been able to sort of make this happen and have this opportunity.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Not at all. I know it's late on a Friday night for you who are stateside. It is Saturday afternoon for me, and I'm thinking it's just about 1 o'clock. So happy weekend to you all. I look forward to seeing you all in the wild.